when prioritising takes place, the person that should be spoken to is the healthcare support assistant who is dealing with that person on a day-to-day basis. And in some instances, the clients they're dealing with are absolutely, putting it mildly, terrified on the basis of what's going on at the moment. But the big discussion I've been having, these decisions are made on medical grounds. But the people who are well placed for that decision to be made is the carer, who will know in the very special circumstances these people now find themselves in.